Hello everybody, this is English for You and a very warm welcome to the program. In the studio today I'll have my Fazeka students. Agnes, how are you?
Oh, thank you. It's
fine?
Great, yeah.
Great. Szabolcs, how's it hanging?
Fine, thanks.
Good, not very tired?
A little bit.
Sophie, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Very fine, thank you.
Everything's fine?
Yes,
good.
Of course.
Mati, how are you doing?
A little bit tired, but fine, everything's fine.
I hope this program is going to give you some extra energy.
Oh, I'm sure, Victor. Every time it gives.
Good. Yeah. And today's special guest is Mr. Oliver Watts, and
Hello.
He's from England. And I first met Ollie in this book, Zoom In. It says, Zoom In on Britain, looking into Britain through Hungarian eyes. And this is for teenagers at intermediate level. And I first met him on page 49. And there's a photo of Ollie. You look considerably younger then.
Yeah.
And I thought that he was just a course book character. But no, he's right here
Your
in
person.
The studio. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
Right, but you don't mind my being a little bit teacherish at
no?
the beginning of this program. You're a student, aren't you?
I'm a student, yes.
Yeah, you are 17?
I'm 17.
Aren't you supposed to be at school? So in other words...
Yes.
In other words, aren't you skiving off school, which means leave school without a permission, avoid going to school without a permission? Aren't you skiving...
I have permission. I've been given special permission to come here today. Special.
Oh, very special
very
permission.
Special.
All right, good. One more thing which is needs to be said about Ollie is that he is the managing director of Pupilline. You can see it right here. Pupilline, you can see the home page of this company, Pupilline Limited.
Yes.
And I read in one of the newspapers that Ollie is a schoolboy entrepreneur. Entrepreneur is a person who starts a company, takes business risks in the hope of making a profit. So in Hungary, which of your persona is more dominant, your teacher persona or your businessman persona?
I think it's a mixture. It's nice to come and meet Hungarian students like yourself. We've been to some schools and we've done a lot of interesting things. And it's also some business as well, to get the students to write some articles for the website and to get you involved in the project. So it's a mixture of them.
Right. Ollie had a problem a couple of years ago, a very similar problem to the thing we're going to watch right now. And your task is, why do the boys attack Jesus? Because this is going to be a clip from Mary, Mother of Jesus. So why do the boys attack Jesus? Would you roll the tape, please?
Why are you always so stuck up and superior, huh? Can you fight?
Yeah, get up.
Fight? Come on. Aren't you going to fight me? Come on. Let's leave him alone.
So why did the boys attack Jesus? Szabolcs, you got the word?
Yes, they said that Jesus thinks he's superior.
Superior, and they use another word, which is basically the same, so stuck up. He thinks that he's too important, looking down on others, stuck up like this, stuck up. And what would you call this scene? This was a very violent scene. Could you come up with one word? If not, I'm going to help you. This is exactly bullying. To threaten to hurt
yes.
someone. Bullying. And unfortunately, it's a pretty common phenomenon at schools. And this is my question now. Have you ever been bullied for over a period of time, for example, for weeks or sometimes for months? Have you ever been bullied? Mochi?
Yes, I have, for a few months, because I changed school and my new class, not the whole class, but two or three persons from the class, they didn't understand what is foreign and what is new, and they bullied me.
Did they hurt you physically?
Yes, once.
What happened?
One guy headed me off.
Ollie, is it the word to head somebody off?
Oh, or? Yes, headbutt.
Yeah,
headbutted him.
What a nice word.
No.
Headbutted you, well, the word is very nice, but yeah.
Happened to me once.
Happened to you? Yeah. Right. And anybody else with a bullying story that happened to you? Sophie, never? Yeah. Good. Good for you. Bente?
Yes, I have a story. I've spent a year in Germany, and I lived in a boarding school. And of course, there were some guys who were so
aggressive or unfriendly.
Yes, it made them funny to irritate and fight others, and I was insulted physically and verbally as well. And they came into my room in the middle of the night, and I was teased, and it was really embarrassing.
Right, and it went on for a long time, right?
Yes, it went on for 2 months.
And then you did something, but we're going to come back to this,
okay?
Now, I think you're going to find a word card in your desk, so this is the time to show it, all right? Agnes, could you hold up your word card? Could you show it to me?
It's problem.
Problem?
I don't know.
Saboj?
It's enemies.
Enemies, Maki?
School.
Right. Sophie?
Parents.
Solution.
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 Okay, you're going to listen to Oli's story. And I would like you to connect your word card to his story. So, what happened to him at school? What did his parents do? And things like this. So, would you please...
Sure.
Tell your story.
Hi, I'm Ollie. I'm 16 years old and I live in Suffolk. I was a normal kind of bloke, going out, working, meeting friends, enjoying life. Then something seemed to change in my life. All of a sudden, I felt really under pressure at school. Now, looking back, I know that the pressure was when the bullying started. It seemed like everyone was against me, egged on by a core of sods who thought it was funny to bully me. It was mostly name-calling, humiliations in lessons, some physical abuse, but verbal bullying can hurt more than you might think. No one was my friend. It was me against the other 150 kids in my year. My school wasn't interested. They didn't help, didn't tell me where I could go for support, nothing. I told them about it, complained and all the rest of it, but it was no use. My parents helped me loads. They understood the problems, understood my moods, tried to take my mind off it, because they're both like that, they all are. But they always use the classic line, ignore them, it'll go away. Sound familiar?
Thank you very much. Great. Agnes, your card is problem. So what was the problem? What was Ollie's problem?
Well, he was bullied and nobody could help him, or nobody wanted to help him, but his parents.
Right. Saboj, you have enemies?
Those enemies, yes. Ollie told that nearly everyone was his enemy. So everyone in the school, everyone in his class, everyone in the class above him and under him. So
yes, everyone was egged on by a couple of
sods,
not very nice guys.
No.
Sods, not very nice guy. Egged on, encouraged. Encouraged to do something, especially something that you shouldn't do.
Yes.
Egged on somebody. Okay, good. Mochi, you've got...
School.
School. What happened at school?
They didn't help. You told them the problems, but no helps.
No one helped. Thank you, Sophie.
I have parents, and only his parents help him. And they said, ignore them and it will go away. So I...
Right. And solution?
The solution is to ignore these guys and leave them alone.
Right. Okay. Now, I have three tips here that might help you to cope with this problem. And we're going to talk about, we're going to discuss whether they can really help. So this is your card. This is yours. And this one is yours. And Agnes, first, I would like you to read out the first tip, and everybody can join in the discussion whether this tip is useful or not useful. Okay, Agnes.
Stay with the crowd. Bullies usually pick on kids alone.
So you can see it here. Stay with the crowd. Subodge.
Well, I don't think it's enough just to stay in a crowd, because they can pick you out from the crowd and everyone will go home, leave you alone. Maybe a better solution is to be a part of a company. I mean, so you have to have friends and they have to say that you are okay. I mean,
friends might help
yes,
you.
Yes, friends.
Okay,
yes.
So you don't think that staying with the crowd helps you. Did you try that?
I did, yeah. It's better to stay with your friends rather than just anybody. So if you find your friends and stay with them, it can help. It can make you feel more secure.
Right. Matti?
Tell them to clear off angrily and walk away immediately.
Tell them to clear off. Get out of here. Do you think it's useful or not useful? Bence, what do you think about this?
I think it can be useful, because the attackers don't expect victim will make some resistance.
Right. So it might. Yeah.
I don't think so. It's useful, because anger makes anger.
Yes.
So.
Okay. So what's your experience?
It can help sometimes. It usually just helps if you ignore them. If they try to make a fight, then sort of back down. But if they go to hit you and there's a fight, you must defend yourself, obviously. But sort of, it's best to walk away without sort of having we call it a slanging match, sort of calling names.
Right.
So it's best to just walk away.
And the last tip is, Sophie?
Ask one of the gang members when they are alone why they find it necessary to gang up on you.
Right, so try to talk to them. Try to find them when they are alone and talk to them. Do you like this? Agnes?
Yeah, I do like this. Because I think that if I get a friendship with one of them, that one can influence the others and tell them that that's no joke and that it is, that thing is not funny.
Right. Did you try this one?
It sounds nice in an idea, but it would be quite difficult, I think, to talk to the person who you're having the problem with. But maybe if you're brave enough, you could do it. But I wouldn't have done it. I didn't try it.
You didn't try
it? I was too scared.
Okay, so Mikey.
So maybe the best thing is to show courage and so behave courageously.
Courageously? Right. Mikey, how did you stop them doing this? Did you do?
I think in my case that wasn't only their mistake. It was mine too, because that was a new situation for me, the new school, and I closed myself. And I opened then to them, and after it we weren't friends anytime, but it
was okay.
Became normal, yeah.
It became normal. And Bence, what helped you?
To my great fortune, I realized that I had to do something to change, and I had beaten a very aggressive and irritating guy, and since that time I was respected.
Yes, so beat one of them.
This was the only solution.
Uh-huh. So you had to fight.
That
you had to be a man and you had to fight.
Yes.
Oli, you're such a nice guy, with a smile, you're very open. Why do you think you were bullied?
I don't know. It's difficult to think. I think maybe it was because, a bit similar to maybe you, it was I sort of closed up a bit. But also I was very interested in school, and the people sort of didn't like my didn't like the fact I was interested in school. It was called a clash of personalities. We didn't match as friends, and they took it maybe a bit too strongly. It was quite nasty.
Yes, and I think this was your answer.
Yes.
This website,
yes.
And it says for us, by us. Do you remember how this logo, it's not a logo, this is a motto. Do you know how this motto started?
Well, I was sort of thinking about, I put my ideas down and was thinking that I like the idea of people like our age, sort of our teenagers, talking about issues that affect us, like bullying perhaps, and lots of other things, talking about them and giving our opinions and getting sort of our ideas known to people. And that's where For Us, By Us came about. It's for teenagers by teenagers.
And it helped you?
It helped me a lot. It made me more confident. It made me a lot more interested in myself and other people.
Right, and you didn't change school?
I did change schools. I moved
because of the bullying thing?
I moved from my first school where I had the problems to a new school. So I moved completely, and since I moved, everything's been great.
Right. So this is I've read this in a newspaper. Oli has spent several months developing his website into an
e-zine.
E-zine. What do you think it is? An e-zine, an electronic magazine. An e-zine.
Yes.
So could you talk about this a little, sir? What happened?
Okay. Well, I was explaining I decided that I was interested in more than just bullying. I wanted to put, you know, sort of film reviews and music reviews and things on. And I wanted to make it sort of a place where you could find information, but also find serious information about things like bullying, but also have some fun and meet new people and sort of have more like a magazine that you'd read.
Right. And here's my question. What kind of topics and issues would you like to read about in a magazine for teenagers? Could you come up with one or two topics? Marty?
Perhaps traveling for young people, cheap hostels and so on, and maybe about sex.
What do you mean by this? The technicalities or the... could you get into it a little?
Some information, what is important, but maybe the teachers are afraid to tell.
Yes. Some information. Some information. Okay.
Yeah, it's between students, it's easier.
Yeah. Right. Thank you very much, Agnes.
Oh well, it's basically the habits of other students or other nations, maybe.
Culture.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Sophie.
Maybe practical advice is about life in every part of life. So for girls, for boys also.
Practical advice, some
yes.
practical advice.
Yes.
Okay. Oli, could you show us two sure. very interesting topics okay. or issues you have?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned sex. We have a section called Sex and You, which is about sort of being safe having sex and being responsible and the laws about it as well. And also how to prevent catching diseases like AIDS and things. There's also a section about dating and dumping, I think, is an interesting one. It's sort of dating...
Excuse me, what is dumping?
Dumping. I'll explain.
I know dating and meeting.
Yeah, meeting people.
But what about dumping?
Dumping is a colloquial expression, a bit of slang, that means when you're going out with someone, if you want to sort of stop going out with them, you dump them. Yes? So it's a bit of fun. I mean, the idea is it's very relaxed, it's very informal language. So dumping is a good word to remember.
Right. Anything, for example, how about voting?
Voting, yes.
You have a section
We
for
have
this?
A section on voting, which we call Why Vote? You know, why should you vote? And how old you have to be when you need to.
Sorry to interrupt you, but put up your hand if you're going to be 18 pretty soon, if you will be 18 pretty soon. One, Bente?
I'm already...
Okay, so you're going to vote. Yes. You're going to vote. How is it in Britain? I mean, young people are enthusiastic about going to vote?
I don't think many are. I think it's a problem that people aren't interested because sometimes politicians sort of focus on people who are older, not on our sort of age. But we sort of, in this section, in Why Vote, we look at how old you have to be, obviously, what your rights are for voting, how you could influence people. It's quite important to look at this sort of idea.
Right. Thank you very much. I think we're going to have a photograph here. You're going to meet a very interesting young guy, and I would like you, Subwatch, to talk about this, whether you can identify this person or not.
No, I can't identify him. Maybe he's a businessman or he's Is it you?
Yes. That's him, in the middle.
In the middle it's you with in the company of two beautiful girls, maybe older than you a little bit. And maybe you are in a party, or maybe you
what
are.
What makes you think that? What makes you think that he's a party?
Because of their clothes. Mm-hmm. And I see you that you are holding something, maybe a book or some kind of prize. Is it a prize?
Excellent. He's wearing a bow tie and a tuxedo. Is it a tuxedo? So what was that, Ollie?
It was the Internet Business Awards. Mm-hmm. It's a magazine called Internet Business, and I won the award for Young Entrepreneur. And these are on the left, on the right is a television presenter, and on the left is one of the sponsors. Yeah. So it was a really nice,
So this is not the first time you've been on television?
No, is not the first time. No.
Right, and this leads us to the next piece of writing, and I would like you, I think it's going to be a quotation from you.
Okay.
And that's why I would like you to read it out, and we're going to talk about it. This is going to be some kind of help. Would you?
Okay. There are loads of young people out there with good ideas. All they need is some advice, some support, to turn their dot-com dreams into business reality.
Dot-com dreams, what a fantastic word. Do you have dot-com dreams? Bente, do you have dot-com dreams?
I don't know what it is exactly.
What is it then?
It means sort of an idea for an internet company, like an idea like Pupilline, perhaps. Lots of people have these ideas, and you need some support to make them real. Like I had some support. So.
How can you make a profit out of this? I still can't think. You started this website. Okay,
yes.
A lot of people joined,
yes.
And it turned into an e-zine, an electronic magazine. But where's the profit? Where's the business?
The topics we cover something called PSHE, social education, things like sex and drugs. And we have written some quizzes and some scenarios and filmed some video and recorded some audio. And schools can buy this package called iPupilline, Interactive Pupilline. So you can read this content and then you can do the quizzes and scenarios and discussion in class, like a class like this.
Right.
That they pay for that, so that's where the money comes
right.
from.
Right, and I can see this.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about this, and where should I put it?
I should put it
right here?
Yes.
You like this?
Yes, it's
good. What is this?
This is the new logo. This is our new logo. And we decided to redesign the website. And this is our sort of, like our Nike, sort of, like a tick, you know, like it's like our mark. And it's in the Pupilline logo. It's
like a smiling
face. Like a smiling face, yes.
Right, it's a very good idea.
And
do you think Hungarians can join Pupilline, or should they?
Definitely. I mean, it would be great to have some of you write some articles, maybe about the Pepsi Sziget Festival, or some music mm-hmm. festival, or something you're interested in, music, or being on television, or whatever it is. If you can write, like I've done, you know, maybe five lines, we can put it on Pupilline and you could be one of our writers.
And is it difficult to join the Pupilline,
no,
to be a member?
You can email.
Can you be a member? Could you just sure. tell them?
If you go to the Pupilline website, www.pupilline.net, and you can find somewhere on there in the section called About Us, it says join the team, and failing that you can email me. My email is just ollie@pupilline.net. You can email me. So it would be good to have some of you involved.
Good, and I think you have a story for us, and you appeared in a magazine.
Yes, I did, yes. This is a magazine called Cosmo Girl, and they did a review of the year. And you can see me down here. This is a picture of me with much shorter hair, talking about my award I won in America with ChildNet, who are a charity who do things with the internet. And we won a week in Washington, so it was very nice. It was a nice trip.
Right. How do you enjoy being in Hungary?
I've enjoyed it a lot. I really have. It's been nice to come and meet the students and visit different parts of the country in connection with the Zoom In book, so it's been excellent.
Well, so this was the Zoom In launch,
yes.
right? You arrived. And you've been here for a couple of
I've
days
I've been here
now.
For a week now.
And you're leaving?
Leaving tomorrow.
Leaving tomorrow. So I wish you a pleasant journey
thank
back
you.
To England, and thank you for being with
thank
us.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
good
you.
Luck to you. Kirsten, it's excellent.
Kirsten.
Okay, and next week it's going to be again English for you. Bye for now. We'll be right back.
Kedves nézőink, tájékoztatjuk Önöket, hogy amennyiben előfizetési díjmentesen egyéni műholdvevő készüléket használva kísérik figyelemmel műsorainkat, úgy március 5-én hajnaltól újra kell hangolniuk műholdvevő készüléküket a képernyőn látható frekvenciákra. További információt a www.mtva.hu/vétel oldalon, a Teletext 314. oldalán, valamint az MTVA közönség szolgálatán a 00361-759-50-50-es telefonszámon kaphatnak.
Ma senki sem ér már rá megkeresni önmagát. De ma is pontosan ugyanannyi időbe telik meggyógyítani egy szívet.
Amikor bajban vagy,
Istenem, segíts!
Vagy válaszút előtt állsz,
kapod még egy esélyt. Most már magám.
És kezded elveszíteni a reményt.
Nem szabad feladni, én megértem az érzéseidet. Megéri várni rá.
Csak ő segíthet.
Ki küldött téged?
Angyali érintés.
Szeretem, ha szükség van rám.
Minden hétköznap este az M2-n.
Nem jó sem, hanem üzenet.